This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
The city gate was a place of entrance or exit, and the third culture kid, you know, has kind of this rite of passage at this transition stage in his life when he's leaving, you know, his country and heading back, and so there's an exiting point that's really necessary, and we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, you really do need to do your homework and do the work that's necessary to leave well, and so, and I can't state how important that is as you're exiting, you know, your country and your work of service, to really allow your children to do what it takes to exit well. But we can also prepare them to enter well, too. And that's why we offer some of the reentry seminars that we offer. It gives us a chance for a few days to right at that crucial time. They've just left the field and maybe have only been back in the country a week or two. And so we have an entry point for them to where we can sit down and we can talk about their feelings and their emotions and their expectations as to what's it going to look like for them, where they're going to be going to school or the kind of job they're going to be going to. And so I'd encourage, you know, families overseas to look for those entry points for their kids, places of entry. And some universities will do some sort of orientation for MKs or international students. That would be important, I think, if your student is, you know, headed off to college. Is there anything offered for an orientation for them as kind of an international person? Yeah. Those can be really helpful. There's only a few reentry seminars in the United States, but they do help soften that entrance. And so it makes a big difference. And there are a few located in other countries as well. And so doing the homework and investigating on that can be helpful. Encouraging your organization to actually establishing a reentry program for your family. You know, we're talking about kids here, but we as adults also have, you know, these issues too that we have to deal with. And we're going through emotions as well. And so there are some benefits to, you know, to doing it together, to entering together. I've had people ask me, you know, is it okay to send my child back to the States without me? Am I going to harm my child if I do? I don't know. I vacillate on that from time to time, but I've seen it both ways. I've seen kids who have come back who've done very well while their parents have stayed overseas. I've seen kids come back and their parents have been in country with them, and it still be a struggle. So knowing your kid and what your kid's needs are at that point, I think, are crucial in preparing the entrance process. So I don't think there's really any one answer that's right there. I tend to lean to the side of, yeah, go ahead and come back with your child and spend a few months if you need to return to the field, or send mom back with the daughter, or your dad back with the son to get them settled in. Could be a helpful, it could be really helpful in the process. I think one thing that kids need to know at that point of entrance is that, you know, mom and dad are still with me along the way. And if some of these other things we've talked about have been put into place, guardianship and teaching and access points, then the entrance is softened a little bit and go from there.
I guess the way that I think about it, Perry, is say that I was living in my country of origin, had never gone overseas. And if I was taking my son to college, I'd drive him there.
You'd drive your son, right.
We're already prepared to do that. Yeah. No matter where our son goes to college, we will be going. The whole family will be going. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not necessarily possible for the Christian worker overseas. Yeah. But if one of the parents, or maybe even both of the parents, can go.
Sure.
I just know, you know, in fact, our son expects it. And it, like you said, it depends on the family. But
I think there is, too. You know, I mean, I think of it as, let's think of it from the parent's perspective now and not from the student's perspective. As a parent, there are some real advantages of having a visual a visual model of where my kid's at. What does his dorm room look like? How long is it going to take him to walk to class? What does the campus look like? How does the room decorated? There's a sense that, you know, as a parent, when we took our daughter to college, we wanted to see those things. You know, we wanted to kind of know her world a little bit. And I think parents that don't come back with their kids and aren't there to help set that up with their kids in college or an apartment where they're going to live and take on a job, they're at a disadvantage as well, because they really don't, they can't visualize that world that their kids are now living in. Could potentially lead to a little bit of a disconnect with your kids. So if at all possible, I'd say, yeah, come back with your kids and spend some time with them and let them know that you care. If it costs some extra money, you know, raise it. The time would be well spent, and the kid will feel valued because of it. But I have to say, you know, I've seen kids who have come back and their parents have sent them back. They've done their homework ahead of time. Everything's been in place, and the kids have done all right. And so it can work either way. You just really have to know your kid and know what their needs are and your needs as well. Because I know my wife wouldn't have done well, you know, sending any of our kids back alone, because she just wanted to be there as a mom.
Right.
She just wanted to see it. She just needed to see it. Our organization is fortunate to work with about 70 campuses across the country. We have support groups on these campuses where MKs can gather. It can be a connecting point for them. And so learning that's about the university or the college that your kid is going to, is that offered, is really important. And so the Mucapa chapters can play the role of a place of entrance for your kids too. And that can be helpful. And that can be done, you know, that can be found, you know, these support groups, these encouragement groups don't have to be all MKs either. They don't have to be all third culture kids. They can just be quality groups that the kids can get connected with to build a sense of community, because that's what they've left. Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes these chapters will do.
Yeah.
And these organizations that are out there that can make it happen. Campus ministries are not only beneficial for a kid's spiritual formation, but when you think about, you know, if you look back in your own college experience, you know, I know we still have friendships that originated in college. Where did those come from? You know, is it a roommate or was it a community of people that we would run around with that became such good friends? And so you can find those in, you know, in Mucapa chapters and InterVarsity chapters and Navigators groups and Crusade groups and all of that's offered in the university context. Those can become really quality connecting points for our kids. And then beyond that, they can become great door openers for the future. You know, you take any given InterVarsity Christian Fellowship group, and my goodness, the network of potential job opportunities just by the virtue of an MK meeting someone whose father works for IBM or whose father is an airlines pilot, and that opens up a whole new door of relationships that our kids living overseas don't have much access to. And so, you know, that's really important on the entrance side of thing for our MKs to find some sort of quality community. And again, it can be through the university setting. It can be through a local church setting. But that's vital, I think, for their transition experience, and can be really positive for them. And some kids choose not to use it. It's just too bad. You know, they just kind of walk away from it. But the ones that do use it, they develop some pretty solid relationships.
From my own experience, that's probably one of my greatest regrets, is not getting involved in one of the campus Christian organizations that I could have. I mean, to this day, I think, I don't know what I lost.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just got an email when I got back from lunch from a guy that I graduated from Moody with, and we've been friends for 30 some years now, you know, and, you know, his father is in the, you know, just getting ready to go to glory. And so, you know, of all the people he's connected with over his life, he still wanted to write to me, you know, it's like, and that all comes out of of relationship that's built at a crucial time in a kid's life. You know, when you're 18 to 25, that's when you're really developing amazingly important decisions in that span. And so having quality people around you at that point can make or break it for a kid, and especially a kid who's lived overseas, who doesn't have that kind of relationship base. And that's why I think, you know, we can do our homework as a family to make it happen. Yeah. It does take time and energy, and it's well worth it, though, at the end when we see our kids really flourishing. It's pretty cool to watch.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.